Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Well, it's an honor and a pleasure to have Charlie Combs online on Clan Chat. Murph here. And Charlie, first off, it's been a busy off season, but I know it's really busy for you this week. Just tell us where you are right now and what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm up in Michigan, skating in the pro camp here at Michigan State. So it's a good way to get ready to, get overseas and, get to Glasgow just to make sure I'm in good enough shape and make sure I'm ready.
The fans are pretty excited about your signing. And I don't know if you remember a couple of years ago, the playoff final weekend, you and I spoke when you got one of the All-Star awards and all that stuff, when you were there with the Stars. And I said, I can't believe how much fun I had watching you play this year in Dundee when I was there for the TV stuff. So when the ownership changed in Glasgow, I had a long list for the owner, and you were one of the top names on that with several lines underneath your name in red ink. So let's just talk a little bit about how it's all come together for you, former Star, great season last year in Denmark, but just talk about a little bit how it came together for you to be joining the Purple Army.
Yeah, definitely. Back, I think that same year I was in Dundee, or maybe the year before, my brother actually played for Morgi, and he said so many good things about him, and it was kind of one of our things that we always wanted to play with each other too. So he said, this is where I would go if I would go overseas, and this is the only coach I'd play for, and that I would love him. So obviously my brother has taken a job with Lindenwood in the Division I for NCAA, and couldn't make it over, but I'm excited to get back over to the UK and play for Morgi. And obviously I know Glasgow, and was definitely on the wrong side, and probably said some few things when I was with Dundee, but it's a couple years later, and things have changed, and I couldn't be more excited to get to Glasgow and be a part of the clan and play in front of everyone.
You and I both know that no matter what you said when you remember the Stars, when you start scoring goals in a purple jersey, that will all be water under the bridge, Charlie. You talk about there, it would have been a great opportunity. I mean, people won't know this, but of course, Coach Morgan approached you and your brother. There was a great opportunity for your brother. So congratulations to your brother on the coaching appointment. But you're also, I think, pretty excited about playing with another member of an ex-Dundee Star as well. I'll talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, the wee man, little Phil Sanch. That was another thing coming back over is, I know Phil wanted to stay kind of in the UK. And, ever since leaving Dundee, we've always been talking about getting back together and, playing together. And that was the one thing that drew me. And to lock him in, it was, it was special for both of us. And I couldn't be more excited to be with him. And, it's going to be a special year again, too.
Is there anyone else when you look up and down the roster? Because there was a lot of work, a lot of hard work went in behind the scenes with Coach Morgan, assistant coach Jeff Batta. There was a lot of work done on sort of the nice mix between skill, goal scoring, grit, toughness, leadership. Is there anyone else once you saw the roster that you were like, other than Sanch, that you were really excited to play with?
Honestly, pretty much everybody that I've seen, I've really liked. I've either played with or played against mostly everyone. So, I'm getting myself into with the locker room, and, I'm really excited for that. I can't really say one really sticks out, but you know, it's just, I'm just excited to play with everybody. You know, Dyson's been there for, is that 3 years now? And, you know, I played against Seoul. I played with Nate Callen for, about a month in juniors, and, played against Craig Head in juniors and in college. So, you know, those are some names that, you know, stick out to me.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
There's definitely some guys that will be known to EIHL fans and Clan fans, and a couple of guys that will be new on the scene. And that's kind of important, isn't it? I know Dundee might feel like a long time ago, but you did have 30 goals there. You did get to the playoff final weekend. So your experience in that regard, what can you bring to the table for the likes of Callen and guys that haven't played in the Elite League before? What can you kind of tell them in the dressing room?
Yeah, I mean, the Elite League is a different animal. You know, you It's the regular season that you got to win, and that's what everyone's goal is. So it's making sure your body's prepared every night and kind of making sure that they understand that. And and then it's just being comfortable with where you're playing. So, you know, and I know each arena now, and, you know, it's just not going to be a shocker going to, you know, play in some of those rinks like Manchester where, you know, it's pretty small, or going to Belfast where it's, you know, it's going to be bumping, and, you know, I'm pretty excited for that.
Yeah, I guess you can give the guys a heads up of where they need to bring the extra Under Armour, where it's going to be freezing cold and where it'll exactly be much more comfortable. But let's talk about the Purple Army a little bit, and such is the world. There's a couple of questions on social media that I'll get to, but you mentioned it a little bit earlier. You're on the wrong side, but it is a passionate fan base, and even despite a not great season last year, there were good attendances, and we're expecting some good numbers this year with the new roster.
Yeah, definitely. I only got to play there two games, but, you know, both those games were, you know, they were absolutely electric. And, you know, it was actually probably the hardest games I've had all year. So that year. And, you know, just the noise that they bring, they really do get into, you know, that really does matter. It really, you know, boosts the home team, and, you know, it gets into the opposing team's head. And even they traveled well to Dundee too. So it's just fun to see. And you know, it really brings out the best in the team. And they're really like a sixth man on the ice right there.
2 minutes for chatting. Wanted to say welcome to the club, Charlie. What made you decide to come back to the EIHL after a successful year in Denmark?
Yeah, the EI is just a great league. And, you know, I'm pretty comfortable with the league. And, you know, it's something that I've always wanted to come back to ever since leaving Dundee. And I know it was just a year stint, but, you know, I did have a great time in Denmark too. So Europe was great, but, you know, I just think the kind of the off ice and everything after being 1 year in Denmark would be great to go back to the UK.
Logan wants to know, what do you expect from this season in comparison to the season you had a few years ago in Dundee?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I obviously want to produce as much as I did offensively that 1 year, but you know, I want to bring home trophies. I mean, obviously that's everyone's goal, and you know, kind of coming up short in Nottingham with Dundee, you know, that's something that I definitely want to bring home too, is you know, hopefully get that trifecta just like Belfast did last year.
I'm sure the Purple Army will love to hear that that's one of your main goals. Have you talked to Philip Sanchez a little bit? Because I'm sure you both will be circling a certain date when you go back to the Dundee Ice Arena. And I'm sure it'll be a mixed reaction to both of you guys wearing purple.
Yeah, we when I first reached out to him, I go, hey, do you want to shock the world right now? And maybe hopefully come play with us in Glasgow. So obviously, you know, there's no bad blood from both of us to the Dundee fans. And I mean, hopefully it's the same way, but obviously we respect that if it's not. I mean, they're definitely, I know the fans and I know they're going to give us a tough time, but yeah, we're definitely looking forward to that game. I've talked to Kounsey too about it. And obviously he's, you know, he played for Dundee and then left and now he's with Glasgow. So I've talked to him a bit and I just can't wait to play in the DIA one time and, you know, hopefully get the bad blood out of there.
It's just around the corner now this season, and like you said, you're at the pro camp in Michigan. What does the next little while look like before you head off? I believe your flight is just in a week's time anyway overseas.
Yeah, pretty much it's here until about Friday, and then Friday I'll go home, and then the weekend I'll spend with my family and friends and, you know, make sure I say goodbye to them. And, you know, I haven't even started packing yet, so that's going to be a big time consumer there. And then I head out on Monday, so I couldn't be more excited to get over there.
Well, good luck with the packing. It sounds like your preparation for long trips or hockey trips is the same as mine, which is lastminute.com. Charlie, thanks for taking the time to join us on Clan Chat. I'm really looking forward to working with you. Like I said, that year in Dundee, you were one of my favorite players on the TV side of things when I was calling your game. So really looking forward to having you in purple and being part of what we're building in Glasgow. So safe travels. Enjoy the rest of the pro camp, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, thank you very much. Can't wait to get there and see the fans and all you guys.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.